Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The number of alleged Russian war crimes being investigated in Ukraine now is up to 4,800, and it could go higher. The mayor of the hardest-hit city says more than 5,000 civilians have been killed since Russia invaded 7 weeks ago. Mariupol is in ashes with 90% destroyed, and about 1,000 people were able to escape yesterday, but the Red Cross still hasn't been able to get in to rescue the 160,000 who remain without food, water, or electricity. The Senate is expected to vote today to confirm Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court. All 50 Senate Democrats, including two independents and three Republicans, are expected to nod yes at Jackson's confirmation vote. In an effort to help Ukraine against Russian invaders, the United States Senate voted to start up the Lend-Lease program that enabled America to send weapons to Britain and other allies during World War II. This will get more weapons into Ukraine's hands. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
In an effort to get more illegal immigrants into the United States faster, the Biden administration will cut President Trump's era Title 42. Not everyone is thrilled with the idea of open borders and are doing something about it. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott started a program to use 900 buses to ship illegal immigrants to Washington, D.C., so lawmakers can better serve the people they are welcoming into the country.
Texas is providing charter buses to send these illegal immigrants who have been dropped off by the Biden administration to Washington, D.C. We are sending them to the United States Capitol, where the Biden administration will be able to more immediately address the needs of the people that they are allowing to come across our border. To get that going, I'm going to send a letter to Chief Nim Kidd with the Texas Division of Emergency Management, who will be in charge of this operation.
The Russian troops who carried out the suspected war crimes in the Ukrainian city of Bucha discussed the killing of civilians over the radio. That's according to Germany's intelligence agency, USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Did money play an influencing role on changing the position of White House Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci on the efficacy of natural immunity? Senator Rand Paul, the Republican from Kentucky, addressed the issue on Newsmax last night.
Here's the interesting thing is you can go back to the times of George Washington. So George Washington didn't want his wife Martha to come to the camps unless she was vaccinated for smallpox. But George himself, he didn't get vaccinated. Why? Because he had pox on his face from getting smallpox when he was 15 years old in Barbados. And even George Washington, everybody knew it was common knowledge. If you had smallpox, you didn't get it again. We've known this for a long time. Now, we've known it's not always absolute. You know, you sometimes get partial immunity, but we've known if you get it that season, you're not getting it again. And interestingly, not only is the flu a good way to be immunized, albeit if you survive the flu. So we're not saying you want to get the disease, but have you had it, you have immunity. But the interesting thing is, see, the flu vaccine each year, sometimes the flu vaccine, the guess is wrong, and the flu vaccine doesn't work at all. So sometimes it's directed towards a different flu. But if you've gotten the flu that year, you've definitely been inoculated in some ways way better than the vaccine ever could have been, but sometimes 100% better because the vaccine's not effective that season.
NASCAR racing will be in Martinsville, Virginia this weekend. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing. Stop.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. John Guandolo is going to be joining us. John is a U.S. Naval Academy graduate, served as an infantry reconnaissance officer in the U.S. Marines, Semper Fi, combat vet, served as special agent in the FBI from 1996 to 2008, was recruited out of the FBI by the Department of Defense to conduct strategic analysis of the Islamic threat. He is the president and founder of Understanding the Threat. John, good morning, as always. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Bill, and always glad to be on with you.
Martinez. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and we've got DeRoy Murdoch, yes, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. DeRoy, how are we doing, buddy?
Great, Bill. How are you? Good to talk to you.
Hey, doing good. I'm warm. You're cold. It's the nature of what it is. I mean, these fronts, they come and go, and they always seem to run through New York, and it's brutal there, huh?
Well, you know, it's cold here. At the moment, it's about 42 degrees. This time yesterday, I think it was 26. But, you know, the good news is we've got low taxes and thoughtful, creative, responsible government and tremendous public safety. And did I mention the clean streets?
Yeah. So we're living in a dream world suddenly as well on
suddenly
top of all that.
World, yes.
This is what the cold has done to you? Okay, well, we're back connected. Sorry for the interruption. John Guandolo continues with this. John, to start all over again, you know, I had stated that the dangers are no longer existential. They are imminent and are leading our country in a direction that is not about making America first. What is your assessment?
Well, yes, Bill. I think as you and I have shared on this show before, these things that were once growing threats have become imminent dangers. And from the adversary's perspective, and when I say that for your audience, I'm talking about the jihadi movement in the United States, the communist movement, their collaborators and their financiers working together. They have assessed that they are on the kind of downslope of their victory. And I would say assessing it, it certainly looks like they are sitting in the catbird seat. But the key here is that the American citizen is the key to victory on our end, to reestablishing a constitutional republic under law in the United States. But it's going to take a lot of work, and that's exactly the work we do at Understanding the Threat, training citizens how to do that at the county level and put that effort into a much broader national strategy.
Exactly. But it starts locally, John, as you've said time and again. We've got to take it one step at a time. And certainly we look at, you know, the massive, you know, breach in our border wall, what's happening in the South, how many immigrants, illegal immigrants are coming in. And, you know, from 162 countries, I believe, is the latest estimate. People that we don't know, you know, good guys, bad guys, evil people. We know that some who have been arrested were already convicted of felonies, somehow find a way back. And it seems the only people that are winning here are the, you know, are the cartels. This has become a billion-dollar windfall profit for them. And, you know, the American people are going, you know, why? You know, why is this being done to the greatest country on planet Earth right now? Why are we under attack, and not even under attack so much by outside forces? We've always been prepared and understanding that to a varying degree, but we're being under attack by our own elected officials, John.
Well, that's right, and that's at every level. It's the elites in the community that appear to be, and in many cases certain have proven to be, more interested in maintaining their own power than abiding by their oath of office. So we see it in some cases at the local level with mayors, school boards, city council, chambers of commerce, obviously at the state level and state legislators and supposedly conservative states like my own state, Texas, it's abysmal. Certainly, it's infrequent that they stand up for liberty with the exception of literally six or seven people. And then, of course, at the federal level, it is every major component of the government has been corrupted to a level that the organizationally and bureaucratically, it's not only ineffective, it's operating for our adversaries. And that's where we are today. And so we have to face it.
Yeah, I mean, punctuated by the fact that there is going to be a new Supreme Court justice that really doesn't honor or believe in the U.S. Constitution. And she's going to be appointed for a lifetime position. What does that say about, you know, where America is right now, John Guandolo?
Well, I think the fact that not only does she not understand the Constitution, she doesn't understand the principles upon which it was founded, including natural law She has no understanding of that. She admitted as such. She can't even tell the difference between a man and a woman. So I think, you know, it's disgraceful. But what's more disgraceful to me is people who have the word republic in their name are standing up and saying, we're going to stand behind her.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Throughout the past year, we have clearly seen God at work through our partnership with Amakuku Evangeli in Zimbabwe. Even though many Zimbabweans identify as Christian, a large number of them struggle to differentiate between culture and religion. This makes it hard for them to break free from traditional African religious practices such as ancestral spirit worship and witchcraft. This is why the need for the Tide Ministry is still so great in Zimbabwe. We are trusting God to grow our outreach in that area and asking Him to help us equip Amakuku Evangeli with the right resources to continue sharing the gospel message and leading people into a committed relationship with Jesus. To read testimonies of Zimbabweans whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Nine. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Bill Martinez here, along with John Guandolo, the former U.S. Naval Academy graduate who served in the infantry reconnaissance. He was an officer in the United States Marine Corps, a combat vet, and served as a special agent in the FBI from 96 to 2008, and was recruited out of the FBI by the Department of Defense to conduct strategic analysis of the Islamic threat. The sad part of it all, John, is that as difficult as it was even then, even more difficult, that, you know, it's almost like from A Few Good Men with Jack Nicholson, you can't handle the truth. It seems like our military just doesn't want to handle the truth. They'd much rather deal with pronouns and critical race theory.
Well, I think we see that across the board in the on the federal civilian side and in the military, where the attention is not being given to our adversaries. Our adversaries, the Islamic threat, the Islamic State, Al-Qaeda, Hezbollah, Hamas, Iran, Russia, China, are building and continuing to prepare and are very serious in their intelligence military operations. And we're running around like a bunch of nine-year-olds wondering, you know, that somebody's calling us names. I mean, it really is. It's beyond juvenile. And but what it is, it goes back to what you said a little bit ago. This is intentional. These are people in leadership positions in the U.S. government who want to see the destruction of the constitutional republic. And that's where we are. And it is being reflected inside the military at levels that, like, you know, most of us could not have imagined.
Well, and they've got cover. You know, they've got a president that believes that, believes in that doxology, along with a vice president, the leader of the House. You know, Trevor Loudon has been reporting for years about the number of card-carrying communists that are elected officials that couldn't even pass a security inspection, you know, to be a dog catcher in Washington, D.C. That's how bad it is. I mean, we've got somebody on the intelligence, you know, committee still in the House that was sleeping with the enemy, and that everybody knows was passing on confidential information to the communist Chinese. We know the Biden family has been elite captured and compromised to no end through Hunter, through Joe Biden's brother Jim, even Joe Biden, the big guy himself, his entanglements and captured, elite capturing by Russia. That disgustingly, how many years they spent suggesting that it was Donald Trump. And it was like the Steele dossier was that bit of leaven that just got into the body politic and ran absolutely rampant and drove everybody nuts, resulted in two impeachment trials, and millions of dollars of the American people being wasted. Why? Because Nancy Pelosi, Hillary Clinton, and the Democrats didn't get their way, so they're kicking their heels, and they've done everything they can to disassemble this constitutional republic, John.
Yeah, I'd say that was the best summary I've heard. Well done. I think that what is very difficult, I just was in having a conversation this morning with somebody, and what is very difficult for people to understand, and especially I will say for people that support that want to support financially and otherwise the Patriot movement, they don't, because they don't understand the nature of what's going on, they don't understand where to push their resources. So we have a lot of people out there who tell me, well, John, you know, I'm working to get so-and-so elected to Congress. And, you know, my response is, you could have 535 George Washingtons in Congress right now. And the difference in the short term would be negligible because the bureaucracy is controlled by our adversaries. And
exactly.
It has to be at the local level that you take back control of your mayor's office, your school board, your chamber of commerce, your city or county council, and you begin, the citizens begin reestablishing the Republican form of government and punting the communists and their collaborators out of the local level. And that's what we train people how to do, how to lawfully identify who these people are in the organization and using creative but lawful ways to flush them out of the community. And if we don't do this, the path to taking back the country and reestablishing the Republican form of government at the local level becomes very, very difficult.
Mm-hmm. Well, they've got a stranglehold. I mean, you and I talked about this a couple of weeks ago, just relevant to Ukraine. And you asked an important question. You said, what is the national security interest in Ukraine? And here we are, we're a month down the road in dealing with this, and the policies that are resulting from Ukraine are, it's a non sequitur. It doesn't make sense. And especially when you put it through the filter of national security interests and you say, oh, and then you see what Biden is doing with energy and how he's forcing his green agenda. He can't pass it, you know, through the regular process. So what he's doing is he's utilizing, because the Democrats believe you don't let a good crisis go to waste, right? So they're leveraging Ukraine in order to push the Green Deal, all in the name of, well, you got to blame it on Putin for those high gas prices. You know, it's all his fault. And so everybody, you know, thinks, people think, oh, well, you know, for the sake of Ukraine and all this, you know, massive carnage of humanity that we're seeing on the TV every night, we're being conditioned to believe one thing while the Biden administration is forcing us, taking away our choice and our freedom to tell us that, nope, you're going to have to pay $60,000 for an electric vehicle and you're going to go green whether you like it or not. And we're going to force it, you know, and take full advantage of what's going on in Ukraine. Is that a fair assessment, John?
I think it's a fair assessment. I think what this administration has done since Joe Biden was vice president back to 2014 was engaged with Ukrainian government officials. Mm-hmm. And activity that when Mr. Trump became a candidate, we now know that the Ukraine was certainly engaged with Mr. Biden and Mr. Obama in those activities. And I think I've shared in one of my articles, Paul Sperry wrote a tremendous report on that piece of this discussion. And if you look at the decision making, I think your use of the term non sequitur, how did we get where we are to where I'm driving in Dallas, Texas, seeing massive Ukrainian flags flying? Why? Why? I'm not saying Russia is good or Putin is good, but America does not commit to war against Russia if there's no national security interest. And the, you know, hearkening back to the 1980s claim that, you know, if Russia takes the Ukraine, the entire balance, the world is off, and so we're going to jump in. Well, why haven't we jumped in other places around the world where grave danger? And it's, why didn't we send military troops to Hong Kong then? If that's the, if it's really freedom and the love of freedom that we're worried about.
Exactly.
Because clearly, that's not the focus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like so many things that have to do with war, John, as you have been teaching us and helping us understand, is it always seems to be veiled. It's behind door number two or door number three, right? We never get the whole truth and nothing but.
Well, I would go a little farther in saying it's not only that we're not getting the truth. We're getting exactly opposite of the truth. This is a massive information operation. And while what Russia is doing, I don't think any, you know, freedom-loving government can condone. But you still have a very corrupt Ukrainian government. And so we can't just treat this as a black and white, that the Ukrainian government is awesome, it's a freedom loving government, and you know, Putin is the devil, but that's what we're being told.
Exactly.
That's not the way it is.
Well, this is what's hurting us. When the mainstream media is MIA, this hurts us severely. But we'll continue to pursue the truth. Thank you, John.
mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Take advantage of a lower rate with half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run, call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712, not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org, licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the financing law, number 603D77, an equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval, call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The number of alleged Russian war crimes being investigated in Ukraine now is up to 4,800, and it could go higher. The mayor of the hardest-hit city says more than 5,000 civilians have been killed since Russia invaded 7 weeks ago. Mariupol is in ashes with 90% destroyed, and about 1,000 people were able to escape yesterday, but the Red Cross still hasn't been able to get in to rescue the 160,000 who remain without food, water, or electricity. The Senate is expected to vote today to confirm Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court. All 50 Senate Democrats, including two independents and three Republicans, are expected to nod yes at Jackson's confirmation vote. In an effort to help Ukraine against Russian invaders, the United States Senate voted to start up the Lend-Lease program that enabled America to send weapons to Britain and other allies during World War II. This will get more weapons into Ukraine's hands. USA Radio News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, and founding member of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network, the one and only DeRoy Murdoch is with us. Hey, DeRoy, how you doing, buddy?
I'm here with the one and only Bill Martinez. Good to talk to you.
Hey, the mayor of New York is asking all the refugees from New York that went down to Florida to, you know, come back, and now the welcome carpet is out for, for those that have left New York to come back. What do you think is going to happen?
Oh, man, I'm seeing the planes overhead landing chock full of the former refugees returning to New York City, where at the moment it's rainy, 51, and feels like downtown Glasgow, Scotland. So, yeah, and of course, once you land, you get the taxes and they get the crime. And you get
I was gonna say, is he going to give them some sort of abatement for taxes and that and crime?
Yeah, but the good news is you can say gay here, so that's okay. So that makes all the difference, right? So
that's, well, oh my God, that's the deal breaker.
That's it. That's the cherry on top of the icing on the cake, right there. It's just amazing.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah, pay more for gas.
Mm-hmm.
Wear mask. Continue to be oppressed.
Yeah.
And
5-year-olds. Yeah, all those. Good
and you
things.
Get and you get things. To say gay. Unbelievable.
Yeah. What I find really amazing on this parental rights bill and the fact Disney's jumped on it and the left and all that. All this bill says is that if you want to talk to a kid about his or her sex life, you have to wait till fourth grade. Is that asking too much? Is that really asking too much? The bill doesn't say you can't say gay. The bill doesn't say you can't talk about homosexuality. It says you can't do so with kindergartners, first graders, second graders, and third graders. If you can wait until the kid's a fourth grader to have that classroom discussion, then you should be okay with this bill.
How about parental approval, DeRoy? How about parental?
I'm all for parental approval. I mean, I think this sort of thing you probably shouldn't discuss until maybe junior high or high school. But under the law, passed by the Florida State Legislature and signed by Governor Ron DeSantis, this isn't about rounding up gay people or stamping out on gay rights or anything like this. It just says no classroom instruction about sexual orientation or gender identity, either homosexual, heterosexual, bisexual, whatever gender, male, female, whatever it is. You can't talk about that in kindergarten, first, second, and third grade. That's all it says. That, to me, doesn't sound like any kind of radical reimposition of the Puritan ethic of Cotton Mather and the reinstatement of the Plymouth Bay Colony. I mean,
well, and considering the fact that what do parents want their kids to learn? Reading, writing, and arithmetic.
Yeah, pretty much reading that stuff, exactly.
Sexual orientation for another day, and as most parents believe, this should be something that is consulted with parents at home, privately, not in the midst of peers, and certainly this culture right now that's so unhinged, that has such radical views about one's sexuality.
It is just amazing. I mean, and the eagerness by Disney and these other people to sex up little kids. We're talking about kids 5, 6, 7, 8 years old. It just strikes me as completely inappropriate. And if you did this on a playground or maybe at a daycare center, you would probably be in handcuffs, and you should be. And yet Disney's chosen the hill on which they're all going to die, that they want the opportunity to talk about kids, about sex, who are otherwise playing in the sandbox and climbing trees and playing on jungle gyms. And somehow the people at the, you know, the house that the mouse built, and house Walt Disney built, boy, if he were alive today, he'd be miserable.
Without a doubt.
You know, that these kids at that age, that's really a good time to talk to them about things like masturbation and to whom they're attracted. I mean, kids don't have these feelings at that age. And somehow or another, these people think, this is a really good time to talk about this sort of thing with kids when they're 6, 7, 8 years old.
Well, the teachers union have become indoctrination machines, and let's just no holds barred. Let them talk to our kids about sex. Promote this sexual dysphoria and disinformation campaign. I may have mentioned to you last week there was one. I was shocked. One teacher, she's captured on video saying very proudly that I think it was about 40%, 43% of her kids. I might have been a fifth or sixth grade class were trans. Like this was some sort of badge, this was some sort of badge of honor or something.
Amazing.
Instead of saying, "Hey, look at it, instead of saying I got 43% of my kids getting A in math or science or something like that. No, it's on the subject of being trans.
That's amazing. That's amazing. And where do these kids get that idea? Do they just come up with this on their own, or is this sort of something that's been pumped into their heads? And these are kids who probably haven't gone through puberty. My view is that none of this should be thought about or talked about, and kids shouldn't be touched or dealt with on this topic until they've gone through puberty. Now, once they've been through puberty, if they decide, okay, well, I thought I was a boy, and then now I realize I'm a girl, or the opposite, or whatever, and you've been through puberty, maybe you can make the argument, all right, the kid's been through puberty, so maybe the kid really, has these feelings or whatever. But until you go through puberty, you don't know what you're thinking. Mm-hmm. These sorts of thoughts don't go through your head. And this isn't really the stuff that ought to be pumped into the minds of kids, especially if they're in kindergarten, first, second, or third grade, which is all that this supposedly radical, insane, far-right-wing crazy law says.
Yeah, exactly. And then we're on the verge of confirming a Supreme Court justice who has a very weird assessment of child pornography. So now does she put into her thinking that, kids who are involved in pornography, because they're so confused with their gender, that it matters less?
Yeah, she seems to have this incredible soft spot for child pornography. This is Ketanji Brown Jackson, the Supreme Court nominee named by Joe Biden. And she seems like a decent person. She has a nice family history. All her personal qualities seem pretty impressive, but her judicial philosophy is questionable. And then this unbelievable, almost, I don't want to say passion for, but really incredible comfort with child pornography is disturbing. She's had, I believe, something like about 10 child pornographers come through her courtroom for sentencing. These are people who are convicted of possessing child pornography or engaging in one way or the other. Prosecutors asked to apply the federal sentencing guidelines. In one case, in all the cases, she gave much lighter sentences than what prosecutors wanted, lighter than the federal sentencing guidelines required, or at least layout. And in one case, I believe the prosecutors wanted 27 months. She gave this person 3 months. And Senator Ted Cruz of Texas asked her last week to explain this. And she had some fascinating theory, which is that these days it's easier to download pornography on the internet as opposed to the old days where we might have to receive it in the mail within, you know, actual magazines or actual paper copies of child pornography. Now they're digital images. And because of that, it's less invasive, less offensive, less bothersome, less of a problem. And therefore, the sentences, I think, should reflect that. I don't know where that comes from. I mean, I don't care if you've got it sent to you by FedEx or brought up to you by room service or sent to you on the internet. If you've got pictures of naked kids having sex, that's a big problem, and you need to go to prison for a long time for that.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever the delivery system is. Mm-hmm. The delivery system isn't as important. Important is having pictures of sexed up kids on your hard drive, in your briefcase, sitting on top of your kitchen counter, or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't have that. And if you do, you ought to be in big trouble. And I don't know where Ketanji Brown Jackson gets off on treating people more lightly because we're now in the internet age as opposed to the Postal Service age.
As if because of the numbers of pornography that you can generate from one stroke off a computer keyboard, but that makes it even worse because you are just with the preponderance of evidence, which I think is a legal consideration in term, you have an increasing amount of preponderance of exposure to child pornography with one stroke of the keyboard. If that's the case, then buyer beware even more so. Isn't that fair to consider?
I think it's fair. I think it's also fair to say, look, if sometimes when you and I may have had this experience, you're online, you know, on Google, and something pops up that you don't particularly want to see, and you say, okay, I'm not interested in that. You close it. Click, and you click the little X, and it goes away. All right? So just it's probably easier to decide, oh, I somehow or another accidentally stumbled on some kiddie porn, and I want to look at this. You know, click the X, and the window goes away. That's probably easier than taking a child porn magazine and walking over to the trash can and throwing it in the trash, and then having the trash bag and throw that in the alley, and then the garbage guys go and pick it up, you know, tomorrow morning or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. So if you accidentally stumble upon this stuff, it's very easy to click the little, you know, X and make the window go away. People.
Well, I've got more to that story. I got more to that story. We'll talk about it on the other side of the break. More from DeRoy Murdoch after this.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
With you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Roy Murdoch continues with us. You know, you're talking about, clicking on an item, something comes up, and then trying to get out of it. One story in particular, I'm working for a Christian company, and they are a sizable entity, publicly held. And, of course, we're very sensitive, all kinds of, about every 4 to 6 weeks you get classes on sexual harassment and all this other understanding. Well, one day I'm checking the internet and I'm checking the call letters going, how come we don't have the call letter as a simple, URL, to connect on our website? Well, I hit up the call letter, and my secretary happened to be in my office at the same time, and she could see what was happening on my computer, and because I was talking to her about it, boom, and all of a sudden the call letters brought up a porn site.
Mm.
Well, I go to click out of it, like I'm in a panic, right? I'm suddenly in a panic, and I'm clicking out of it, and with each click, DeRoy, it goes deeper and deeper and deeper into even more aggressive pornography. Now, you're going to say, well, you knucklehead, why didn't you just turn off the monitor? Again, I said at the beginning, I was panicked.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't as simple as a simple click. It was I must have been 10 clicks.
I
10 clicks before
experience.
I was finally.
I was at a WTO trade debating or sort of like a discussion situation. It was back in the Clinton years, I believe. And it happened to be in Cancun. And I was in the newsroom in the filing center writing an article about this. And I was trying to find some trade statistics. I went on the Cato.org, Cato Institute website. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, similar situation, all of a sudden, rather than statistics on imports and exports, very, very graphic pornography suddenly pops up. And I'm looking around thinking, I'm in a newsroom with a bunch of other people. I'm probably looking at my monitor and going, what's going on there? And I'm clicking it. And the more I click it, I'm getting more of these things coming up on me. So I think I actually just turned off the monitor.
Well, you were smart enough to do that. Yeah, it took me a while. And I'm sitting there, oh, my gosh. So, hey, just kind of a heads up, ladies and gentlemen, if that happens, turn off the monitor. That's the fastest thing you can do. Well, the president came, former president, 44, came back to the White House, and President Biden became vice president suddenly, right? Mm-hmm. Did you see that interaction?
I did see that. Amazing. Incredible.
God.
I mean, and then you get 44 saying, well, we have a great story to tell. Democrats, all they have to do is tell their story. I'm going, what story? This isn't like let's make believe something. Speaking of Disneyland, I mean, the real hard truth is inflation is here. Energy dependence is here. We've got a war in Ukraine. We've got the Green Deal that's being shoved down people's throats without a vote. We're being compelled to surrender our vehicles and find some way to afford a $60,000 vehicle.
Yeah, nobody wants this stuff. I don't think there's a story that they can tell that's going to be positive. It's going to be, well, you voted for...
How about truthful? Well, can they tell a truthful story?
Well, if they told the truth, let's say, well, you voted for us, and since we've gotten in the last year and about 3-4 months, we've brought you inflation, the end of energy independence, high gas prices, empty store shelves, supply chain disaster, wide open border, criminals, and suspected terrorists coming across the U.S. Mexican frontier, and overseas complete chaos in Afghanistan, deadly withdrawal, and now talk of possible chemical and even nuclear warfare in Europe in a scene that looks like it's torn from World War II. So please vote for us and give us an opportunity to do it again.
And if that's not enough, the cherry on top, let's give you Hunter Biden's laptop.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, and just a little bit of family corruption thrown in, just laughs. Extraordinary.
Yeah. Unbelievable. And here we are. You know, you got General Mark Milley yesterday, which must have just, enthralled President Biden all the more when he heard the general's assessment that this war in Ukraine, could last years. It's not something that's going to go away soon. So this is going to be even that much more opportune for Biden and the left to promote this green agenda.
If this thing wraps up in a few weeks, maybe we'll get back to quasi-normal or less abnormal than we were before the invasion. But if this thing goes on for years, it's going to have a tremendous impact on the economy, on oil, on Russian oil production, oil prices, trade flows, not to mention the unbelievable human rights violations
and
sort of World War II level atrocities. This mayor of a town there, she and her family apparently were shot and then thrown into a well. I mean, this is the kind of stuff you heard about going on in the 1940s during the invasions of Poland and Ukraine by the Nazis. I mean, it's just breathtaking and mind-blowing that this is going on. You know, we always said never again. Well, never again's caught up with us yet again.
Yes, exactly. And you're seeing pictures of obviously a young child's arm sticking outside of a grave.
Unbelievable.
I mean, the psychological damage that this is doing on the world is incredible. I don't know how to calculate. Like you said, we go back to the worst pictures of Vietnam. I was in the Marine Corps at the time. I worked in the Public Affairs Department. I saw things I will never be able to erase from my mind. Because of the pictures and documentation that came across my desk during, the 2 years of my service in the Marine Corps. Unbelievable, the debasement of humanity in war, and we're starting to see it. I don't know how much longer that the world can continue to see this evidence.
Well, and we're seeing these things, and again, we're still hesitating on letting the Polish government send MiGs to MiG fighter jets to Ukraine. We're still paying money to Putin for oil. And then most astonishing to me is the United States of America is represented today in the Iran nuclear talks by the Russian Federation. Are the Swiss busy? We can't find people from Singapore. We can't ask the British or the French or Canadians to represent us before the Iranians if we don't want to have direct face-to-face talks with them. Why on earth are we having Vladimir Putin represent America's interests in the Iran nuclear talks? What on earth is this? How is this possibly? It never should have started, but how is it still going on today? Unbelievable.
In the background of Putin, who is threatening the world with nuclear firepower, just what we need is another rogue agent on the planet, playing nuclear games. What is Iran? I mean, they're just such a trustworthy citizen of the world that we have nothing to worry about with them having that kind of firepower, right?
Yeah, well, what could go wrong?
What could go wrong with Iran having an atomic weapon and having the Russians be sort of, again, representing our interest to keep them from doing this and make sure that we get the best end of this deal? I mean, I think the Iran nuke deal ought to remain as dead as it was, as it's been since Trump pulled out of it. But if we are going to renegotiate it, we should not have Vladimir Putin and his diplomats representing America's interests before Iran. I mean, this is just, again, I'm trying to talk clearly while my jaw's on the floor at the same time.
Exactly. Well, think about this. We don't have a way to resolve this issue with Putin other than, okay, you know, we're going to do a preemptive strike, come at you very aggressively, and put all the European nations on notice that all hell's about to break loose here, because the things that were set up, whether it was the United Nations, whether it was NATO or other alliances, they have no way to put this guy back in the cage.
No, there isn't, and I don't see much of a plan on the part of Biden, and I wish you'd put as much energy into beating up on Vladimir Putin as he's putting into beating up on charter schools in this country, which is
exactly
the latest target of his, which is quite astonishing. Do we have a moment to talk about that?
Yeah, we do. We have about 2.5 minutes. I'm glad you brought it up, because I was trying to figure out how we were going to segue there, but you did it for me. Thank you. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, the war that rather than putting Putin in a box, what Biden's trying to do is put charter schools in a box. He basically, his Department of Education has announced a brand new set of regulations that will create all kinds of flaming hoops through which charter schools are going to have to try to leap in order to get a series of grants that are designed to help launch and nurture and build charter schools. Among other things, they are support, before they can apply for any of these grants, they need to find partners among traditional government schools. These are the union-run schools, which do not like charter schools. They're supposed to identify partnerships with various organizations and then have the names and responsibilities and organizational charts for these outfits. And then all throughout this draft regulation, there are all kinds of questions about the racial makeup of the student bodies and charter schools. What impact will this have on diversity and so on in these school districts? And just to give you a sense of the priorities, I went through this draft regulation. It mentions diverse or diversity 24 times, demographic 14 times, achievement only 6, and the words excellence, reading, writing, and arithmetic appear respectively 0, 0, 0, and 0 times. So it's all about let's count the racial beans, and nothing in there about reading, writing, arithmetic. It's really astonishing.
And of course, these regulations are all consistent with what today's public schools live by, right?
Yeah, well, unfortunately, a lot of schools are focused on race. I mean, that seems like all they want to talk about.
No, but I mean, all these connections and networks of people, the same thing, it's a level playing field. So exactly what they're asking charter schools to do is what they demand of the teachers union and public schools. I doubt that, but you know, I just asked the question anyway.
Yeah. And there is also another trick they're doing here is normally when there's a new regulation, you've got 60 to 90 days to comment on it. The comment period is only 30 for these regulations. The comment period ends Wednesday, April 13th. Anyone's interested in chiming in and letting Joe Biden know what you think about this war on charter schools, I've got a website called BidenHatesSchoolChoice.com. That's BidenHatesSchoolChoice.com. And if you go to that website, there are links there that we'll be able to, where you can click on and go onto the Department of Education website and give Joe Biden a peace of mind about his brand new war on charter schools.
Yes, please do. He's the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, DeRoy Murdoch. DeRoy, Godspeed, my friend. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You bet, Bill. Talk to you soon.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.